County Land Use Manager Michael Cotter says he and the county sheriff met with the 87-year-old Junker and told him he can keep the shed he built with pictures of Adolf Hitler hanging on the wall, but he can't open it to the public without applying for a special permit.
I can't regulate the content of what's on the walls, and as long as he's not opening that to the public, as long as he's not holding it out as a museum, then he can, you know, have his private shed.
Junker has agreed not to hold a grand opening he had planned for June 25th as part of an effort to promote his views about Hitler and his belief that the Holocaust never happened. Cotter says county officials received a phone threat against Junker and monitored several other threats on internet listservs from people threatening violence if the museum opened. He says Junker was surprised about the controversial publicity his plan stirred up, and he's shelved any plans for a museum now or in the future.
For Mr. Junker, it became more controversial than he wanted it. I think he knew it would be controversial. I don't think he knew it would be to this extent.
Cotter says Junker agreed to sign a court document pledging not to open the museum. He says if Junker tries to open the site to the public without a permit, the county will take aggressive enforcement action to prevent him. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.